Hello, I'm with Andrew Bridgen MP. Hello, Andrew. Thanks for talking to us today. Andrew, you're on the Left Dead Working Panel. I just wonder if you could give an update in terms of when the report is likely to be published.
Okay, well, Professor Ragnar Lofsted is now finalising the report, and we're going to get a view of most of his recommendations and have 7 days then to go back to the final compilation of the full review. I expect it to be going back to Chris Grayling towards the end of this month, and then he will obviously decide. He may decide he's going to go public with it straight away, or he may want to look at it and have another review of it afterwards and then maybe a few tweaks. But the earliest it's going to be out is towards the end of this month.
Brilliant. And we've actually had quite good positive responses from government ministers, particularly Chris Grayling, about health and safety and about the busting of myths. And we've talked a lot today with particular MPs such as yourself about the myths that really get in the way of health and safety.
Absolutely. I think one of the problems is you've got people who don't really understand health and safety, and they use health and safety as an excuse not to do things they don't want to do. And that's where a lot of this... this feeling about health and safety is coming from.
Yes, of course. It's very encouraging for ourselves and our members to be able to see members of parliament such as yourselves, ministers such as Chris Grayling, to really talk about that. And we're really encouraged by that viewpoint.
Well, we've had a very, very broad cross-section of opinion and debate about the issue of health and safety. I honestly wish we'd had more time. I know that we're very keen to come up with some recommendations. But I also think it's not a review that can be just seen once. I think it's something we need to revisit probably every 3 or 4 years because it's an ongoing issue, isn't it?
I mean, yeah, it is.
It needs to be looked at all the time and reviewed.
I mean, from our point of view as well, I mean, we look at the sort of Daily Mail headlines and they don't really help either. And I think Chris Grayling also made reference to that as well, the sort of daft, you know, conkers bonkers sort of stories don't really help anybody, not necessarily us, but it doesn't necessarily help businesses as well.
No, and it does create a fear in business. One of the things we have established is that the test of reasonableness. Mm. One man's reasonable is not necessarily there isn't a national perception of risk, of the level of acceptable risk. And what we do know is after an incident, whether that's a minor incident of health and safety concern or a large incident, the public perception of their level of risk is acceptable. It's not quite the same as it was prior to the event happening.
Mm.
And this is obviously a grey area for employers and those involved in health and safety and can create a situation where there's going to be a degree of overcompliance. Because obviously, and I think that is something we do need to look at.
Yeah, sure. One of the things that IOSH campaigns on, and it touches on really what you were saying, it's not necessarily to get it on a national curriculum, but to really empower young people before they go into work, because statistically we think that these are the people that are most at risk, and trying to get schools involved in this sort of risk-averse sort of nature and the sensible approach to risk. And how do you feel about that? Do you think that's a good idea?
Well, my degree's in genetics and behaviour, and obviously risk analysis and probability theorem. Life's a risk, and we make these calculations when we cross the road every day, don't we, of whether we're going to get to the other side. I do agree we need to give young people those skills. I'm also a big supporter of the proposals for first aid training and resuscitation training for 16-year-olds because, I mean, that's a great investment for them and for those around them. And it teaches them to start taking responsibility for themselves and others, which is fundamental to health and safety, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
An appreciation of your responsibilities and what's expected from you.
Fantastic. Well, thanks for talking to us today, Andrew. I hope you've enjoyed our stand and I hope you have a good conference.
Thank you very much.
Cheers.
Okay.